You are now listening to The Social Scene with your host, Jay-Z.
Today, the show is brought to you by AIMC Business Solutions. Welcome back to The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. Today, I'm really excited to have such an inspiring guest on the line, Catherine Diane Parker, who is a new author of the book From Shadows to Light. Hi, Catherine. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. How are you, Jackie?
Good. Thank you so much for coming on today. I'm so happy to have you. And thank you for being flexible along with our technical glitches today. So
no problem. I know about technical glitches.
I know.
Use the computer every day.
Oh my God, it happens. So let's talk about where you're originally from.
Okay. I'm originally from New Jersey. Grew up in a small town, Gibbstown. It was on the western side of New Jersey across the Delaware River from Philadelphia, and spent all my childhood there and some of my adult life. And then I love the seashore. We always vacationed along the Jersey Shore, and that was my dream to live there. And lived in Lynnwood, New Jersey, which is about 20 miles south of Atlantic City, and spent most of my adult life there. And that was when I met my husband, James, after my mom passed away, and he lived there as well.
So I'd love to know how you met your husband, because you said previously when you and I had talked that you guys you met him because he was going to do work on your mom's house, right?
Yes, yes. After my mom passed away, where I grew up in Gibbstown, the house needed a lot of work before it could be sold. And I opened up the phone book, and his business was entitled A Good Thing Construction. So being that it began with an A, it was the very first business under carpentry and general construction work. So I was so sad after my mom died, and I just didn't want to look any further. A Good Thing Construction, that's great. I'll just dial this number. God was in control, because I made an appointment. He came over to give me an estimate of all the work. He knocked on the door that day, and I opened the door, and it was like, bling. And neither of us had been married before, and so it was perfect timing.
So funny how things happen. It's really, though, like, how ironic. So now you're currently in Massachusetts. So what brought you here?
Yes. Quite a string of events. James had grown up, part of his youth he spent in Connecticut, Fairfield County, I think it was, and he's always wanted to return someday to New England. And we operated the home remodeling business in southern New Jersey for about a dozen years. And as you know, in 2008, the housing market just collapsed, and especially bad in southern New Jersey, because so many of the employees worked for the casinos in Atlantic City, and many of them went into bankruptcy. They lost their jobs. People had foreclosures. So the home remodeling business, in essence, collapsed as well. So we said, okay, this is the time. This is the moment. We've wanted to move for a while. Just do it. So we came up, explored New England, different areas in Massachusetts. We found that we loved Woburn because it's only 9 miles north of Boston, which is a great city, a lot of culture and music and all the things that we love. It's near the ocean and the mountains, so it's the best of everything.
Yeah, it really is. And similar to Connecticut, I actually used to work near Fairfield County. I worked in Norwalk for a while. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, so I'm familiar with that. So Connecticut is considered New England, right? So what is considered New England? Because New York and New Jersey are not. They're tri-state, right?
Yeah, I think it's Connecticut, Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine.
Yeah, that sounds right. That definitely sounds
right. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, good lesson learned today for all of our listeners. So,
and geography is not my strong point.
Hey, I mean, I think you definitely were right on point with that. That definitely sounds right. At least we hope so. I'm pretty sure you're right. So let's definitely discuss, so obviously once the kitchen business finished, you got into real estate, you and your husband.
Yes.
So yes. Let's talk about this venture.
Okay. It seemed like a very natural transfer from taking the skills that you learn in building, particularly in carpentry and learning about structure, and transferring those skills into real estate. It's been a challenge, but it's been exciting as well. The hardest part has been the law end of it, learning all of the laws in real estate. But again, it's been very challenging, and we're enjoying it.
Yeah.
So we transferred all those skills into real estate, and we're developing our business as buyer's agents with Keller Williams Realty in Boston Northwest.
That's awesome. Congratulations. That's great. How long have you guys been doing that now?
6 months, and it takes a little bit of time, especially because we're not originally from Massachusetts, but we're beginning to see some wonderful results.
That's wonderful. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Now I want to get into the fact that you wrote From Shadows to Light. So how did that all come together for you?
Well, I've always loved the arts. I studied classical piano growing up with a graduate from Juilliard. And I loved writing and reading and wanted to be a creative artist. So, but also knew that it's very difficult to make a living in any of the arts. So I also studied business in school. And the first book I ever read was Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice. I was about 12 years, 11, not the first book I ever read, the first classic that I ever read was Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice. I loved the language, the characters, the use of dialogue, and I knew I wanted to do that.
Amazing. What was the first book you ever read, out of curiosity?
The very first book? I'm trying to think. I know
that like really like inspired you, like that you were mature enough to say, oh, I really like reading and books.
I would say there was a book that my mother had. It was very old, and she passed it on to me. It was called The Bobbsey Twins.
And what is it about?
It's about two little girls and all the adventures that they have. And I just, that intrigued me as well. But going on from there, I loved the classics. My mom introduced me to reading those. And that was, of course, the beginning of my desire to be a writer.
Amazing. All right, Catherine. So I'm very curious because, you know, I've never written a book in my life. How long does it actually take to write a book?
It was a long process because it takes many years to become published. If I'm not already famous, which I'm not, it takes a lot of time to a literary agent or a publisher. So I had actually written three novels and I had given up. I kept sending out query letters, they're called, and sample chapters and on, and it was all these, I could paper my wall with rejection slips, and I thought, okay, I'm just going to go back and rely on my business end. So I put all of the work in the closet on the shelf, and I literally gave up. And it wasn't until after I had been through many trials or many shadows in my own life, and after my mom died, that was when I met James, my husband. And he knew how much I loved writing, and he encouraged me to take all of that out of the closet and begin again. So I did. And I took two of those novels and combined them into one, From Shadows to Light. And that process of rewriting everything into that one took about a year and a half. And then I began again sending out my query letters and so on. And thank God that was when it worked.
Amazing. See, it's just trial and error. You just have to have the
will
to
keep
going.
Never give up. Yeah. Never give up.
And I think it's great that your husband's so supportive. You know, it's so great to be in a relationship where, you know, you support one another in those aspects for goals that you question if you should continue pursuing or not, you know?
Yes.
So that's great.
Most definitely.
So, Catherine, what inspired the title From Shadows to Light? And then, of course, you know, our audience members would love to know a brief description of the book.
Yes. The book combines my love of history, music, and literature, and my deep spiritual connection. I am a Christian, and I read scripture every day. So I wanted to take all of that and combine it into an inspirational work. At least I hope it's inspirational. I went through very dark times in my life, losing my brother first. He was only in his 20s when he died of cancer.
Aww.
And then, yeah, it was so sad. He had a very rare form of a sarcoma, and it was tragic. And after
what is a sarcoma, by the way? I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm curious. What is that?
It's cancer of connective tissue, and it usually begins in a limb on your leg or your arm, or even your head. Unfortunately, and that's where his cancer started, was in the back of his head, and through all of that, there were blessings. There were so many things that could have happened, the doctor said, that did not. In other words, he was still able to speak, which was miraculous, and he was still able to connect with his family right up almost to the moment that he passed away. So even though he was physically fading, he was still there. He was still able to connect with his family. And that was a blessing.
That is.
And when he did pass away, we were very close. It was just the four of us, my mom, my dad, my brother, and myself. And I spent a year just trying to come to terms with that. And it was, and I read every day. I read my scriptures every day. But the deep pain was just so bad. And I began to recover from that, and then my dad passed away very unexpectedly, and then it was just my mom and myself. And then a couple years after that, she was diagnosed with breast cancer. So it was boom, 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 and it was these, I felt like I was being driven down, just, I can't even explain it. I was in a very dark place, and I literally, after my mom passed away, I literally sat in a closet for 3 weeks.
Aww.
I did not want to come out. I did not want to go on. But my mom's youngest sister, who was a great blessing in my life, she let me grieve. She let me go through that. And then she marched into my bedroom and opened the closet door. She said, "Okay, that's it. Your mother would not want you to be doing this. Get out of the closet and do what you have to do." And believe it or not, that was when I picked up that phone book, found the Good Thing Construction to help repair the home where I grew up, and that was when I met my husband, James.
Crazy.
So isn't it at the exact right moment that all those things happened? I really do believe that was very providential.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, and then my husband, as I had mentioned before, he would not allow me to give up my love of writing, taking it out of the closet and beginning again. So I look back on all of that emotional pain, and even though it was horrible, I knew I wanted to use it somehow to help others. It almost took me down, but God had other plans for my life. And I began to want to reach out, that one hand that had reached out, my mom's youngest sister, she reached that hand in that closet and she pulled me out. And I wanted to do that for other people who were going through terrible pain. So
I think it's so great that you are talking about it, you know, because there are just so many people that go, I actually know somebody through a family friend who went through something almost identical. She's the only one alive out of her family, immediate family.
Yes, to take all of that, and that, you know, we all have heard of that light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just a pinhead. Sometimes it's just a pinhead and you can barely see it. And sometimes sadness can drain you of all energy and you don't even want to reach out toward that light. You're just too tired and too sad.
Mm-hmm.
But that one person who helped me to reach toward that light. So in other words, there's the title of the book, From Shadows. I was in that dark shadow to light.
I love it. I love the design of the cover, by the way. It's so nice.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, it really
is. It's the publisher could have either drawn a picture or they had a collection of photographs that you could choose to, that something that would show display the book and what, perhaps what the theme was about. And that's what I loved. I saw this picture and it was the sun breaking through those clouds and I said, that's it.
See, but it's like the little things you don't even think about, you know, that impact you. Really yes. Inspiring. So where do you sell the book right now?
It is on Amazon. It's on Westo Press, their website. It's on Amazon.com. It's on Barnes & Noble, their website, and a lot of other different websites. If you go in, it's on Google Play. And if you put in my author's name, Catherine Diane Parker, then all of the sites will come up in the search engine.
Great. So that makes life easy, right? Easily accessible.
It does.
Yeah. And also your website, right? CatherineDianeParker.com. They can get it there.
Oh, yes. The website. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
Perfect. Yeah. And then how can they follow you on social media?
I'm on Facebook and Twitter, and let me see what's the other. I thank goodness for Jeff DeSocio because I don't have a lot of time with doing the book and the real estate. So he has helped me tremendously, and thank you, by the way, Jackie, for helping me.
Of course, it's been such a pleasure to have you. So, you know, before we close out, what are some goals you have for the book? What do you want to do with it long term? Do you want to make a sequel?
Absolutely. Yeah, most definitely. If this book can help one person and it creates a domino effect, in other words, that one person offers a hand to another person who offers a hand to another and another and another, then I will be so happy because all of that pain that I went through, it becomes victory.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes the joy of helping someone else. Is what it becomes.
It's true.
So that's my goal, is to continue doing that, to be able to do that. And yes, a sequel, which I think is going to be entitled Mercy.
Love it.
So
have you started to put that together yet or not yet?
What I do is I do all my historical research. This is going to probably be 20 years later when this one ends. So it's the beginning, it's the turn of the century into the early 1900s because the From Shadows to Light is during the Victorian period. It starts in 1880 and covers the lives of three sisters, Faith, Hope, and Charity. And it will take the next generation beginning in 1900. And so, yes, I've done my historical research, and what I do is I do a character outline, and then I begin doing my chapters, basically where the story is going to start, the middle, the climax, and then your resolution at the end. And I can't help it, but I love happy endings.
Mm-hmm. Who doesn't? Yeah, Who doesn't, right?
Indeed. So, yes, I've begun all of that, and then I actually sit down and take my outlines, and I begin the actual writing process.
Love it. How interesting. Everybody always has their own structure of the way they do things.
Yeah, and it's interesting because even though I have structure, I still allow myself that creativity, because so many times when I'm writing, I'll find that the characters will be pulling me in another direction, and even if I try to stay to my outline, they're pulling me, and I'm thinking, okay, let's try that. Let's see. I wasn't planning to do that, but let's go over here and see if it works.
Yeah, it's totally meant to be that way, though. I feel like when you get those thoughts, you have to just go with it, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that was really inspiring, Catherine. I wish you so much luck with your new book, and I definitely want you to come back when, you know, once that's together. But thank you so much for coming on today. It was really inspiring to have you.
Oh, I'm so glad that I was able to speak with you, and thank you so much, Jackie.
Likewise. All right, everybody, make sure to check out From Shadows to Light on Facebook and Twitter and purchase it. And we look forward to some feedback. Thank you for tuning into The Social Scene. Stay tuned till next time. Today, the show is brought to you by Be Who You Are magazine. Next on The Social Scene is all about protein-infused water called Tremino. Designed by three fathers, this episode is going to be something you don't want to miss. Stay tuned till next time.
You're listening to Jay-Z on The Social Scene. The Social Scene.